Moving this, I realize I didn't turn it on.
Okay. So, we move now to the Lordian table.
The gracious table. It's grace. All grace.
All of grace.
No bootstraps. That's what this is saying. No bootstraps. Because it's grace. Grace and works.
Oh, okay. Now I know what that gesture was.
That will help.
Okay.
Especially for those of us. I can hear you very clearly when you're still up there. Especially Chris, he talks so often.
Okay. As we come to the Lordian table, you know, we're always, we're reminded this is in remembrance. And if it's in remembrance, what are we reminded of? Amazing grace. Amazing grace. You come to this table, and it's a table that tells us that we have received something that we did not deserve in any way. And this table is a table for believers as a reminder to believers that God has done it all by grace. We take the bread and we say, I'm in the body of Christ by grace. How many times in these verses have we seen in the context, at least, if not in the verse itself, in Christ or in Christ Jesus or in Him? It's one of the reasons I read from 1 Corinthians, because you have that in Christ repeated, two or three times in there. In Christ. That means we have that benefit. And so this tells us, remember, don't forget what He did for you by His grace, so that you can live by His grace to the glory of God. When we come to the cup, we're reminded of the new covenant and all of the benefits that are ours in the new covenant. You know, it seems to me that as I look at the time I've been in ministry, I have become very, very much more concerned about living in Christ, because a lot of Christians don't understand what they have in regeneration. They don't understand the new covenant. And so you get that part of being in Christ, the Holy Spirit will lead you into understanding what it means to have Christ in you and to have a quality of the divine nature. I mean, this is how we learn. And so we come to the table. And so I sometimes wondered, in some places I have back when I would be in churches before I went to end the actual pastorate and preaching and that sort, I wondered how many people can even grasp a communion service that's done right. Because they want to see a crucifix. Thank God the cross is empty and I'm seated at the right hand with Him. And that's why this is so valuable. And just say, hey, remember? 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 And every time we do the Lordian table, we are reminded of this. So, as we move to the table, fellows, will you come? We'll serve the elements as we're reminded of this. Tremendous privilege to be passive in God's provision. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 describes this relationship between the bread and its significance, and the hint concerning the cup. And again, I forgot to turn to that as I sat down. But in 1 Corinthians 10, we're always reminded of, it's here, verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion or sharing in common with the blood of Christ? That which was provided by shed blood. We are not, never were, cannibals. You know, it's interesting. One of the accusations in the early church that Christians were blood drinkers and so cannibals. And it was one that the pagans did. I mean, the unsaved did. They said that. And so when it says, a cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion or sharing in common the body of Christ? We being many are one bread. See, now here he emphasizes the site of being in the loaf. One body, where we are all partakers of that one bread. All. And you're a believer, you got the whole thing. Not just a piece of it. Now the symbolism of the single loaf is that this loaf, when God looks at it from a spiritual sense of things, the loaf is not just here on earth. It's all believers. And so when we partake of this, it's kind of interesting. I don't think they have a communion service in heaven. But they're there, and they're part of the body. And so when we think of that, we're reminded. And I hope you don't mind my getting personally involved in the sense, but I still love to hear the click, click, click as you break the pieces off. Because I hear something there that many don't. And that tick, ticker, however you want to describe that noise, says, I'm in the body, I'm in the body, I'm in the body, I'm in the body. And the other part of it is with you, with you, with you. And we had that opportunity to relate to that. Bruce, you leave some prayer. Thanks for the bread.
Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity we have each month to remember that we are all members of the body, and that the wonderful provisions of grace that you've given us help us to remember those things all through the month. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Reading from 1 Corinthians 11. It says, For I received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. Shall we remember? Difficult for us to get the picture of what went on there, because we always have communion one element right after the other. But that wasn't true in the upper room. He had the bread, and after they had had the meal, there was an interval of time. How long does it take a group of Jewish fellows to eat? The Passover. It was probably a pretty good time interval. And then he took the cup. Many believe that he took the cup that was there for Elijah, to use Jewish tradition, if it was so at that time. But he took the cup and shared with them some truths concerning what was yet to come. Then will you lead us in a prayer of thanks for the new covenant?
Dear Holy Father, we thank you for every time the cross for us, that your blood was shed to take away our sins. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that we can go throughout this coming month realizing that. Lord, so we might realize you for the grace you provide for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Same manner he took the cup after he had supped, saying, "When this cup is the new covenant by my blood, this do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Shall we remember? Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Go with God. He is with you.